Blackstone Audio presents Elmer Gantry by Sinclair Lewis. Chapter 1. 1. Elmer Gantry was drunk. He was eloquently drunk, lovingly and pugnaciously drunk. He leaned against the bar of the Old Home Sample Room, the most gilded and urbane saloon in Cato, Missouri, and requested the bartender to join him in the good old summertime, the waltz of the day. Blowing on a glass, polishing it, and glancing at Elmer through its flashing rotundity, the bartender remarked that he wasn't much of a hand at this here singing business, but he smiled. No bartender could have done other than smile on Elmer, so inspired and full of gallantry and hell-raising was he, and so dominating was his beefy grin.
"All right, old socks," agreed Elmer. "Me and my roommate'll show you some singing as is singing. Meet roommate, Jim Lifford. Best roommate in world. Wouldn't live with him if wasn't. Best quarterback in Mill West. Meet roommate."
The bartender again met Mr. Lefferts with protestations of distinguished pleasure. Elmer and Jim Lefferts retired to a table to nourish the long, rich chocolate strains suitable to drunken melody. Actually, they sang very well. Jim had a resolute tenor, and as to Elmer Gantry, even more than his bulk, his thick black hair, his venturesome black eyes, you remembered that arousing baritone. He was born to be a senator.